Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor David at Berean Baptist Church. It is Friday, June 27th, about 11 o'clock, and coming to you with the news in focus this morning. I saw it on the feed this morning on Sermon Audio, and it has to do with Pat Robertson. And I'm going to play you a video, about a minute clip here in a second that you'll be able to hear. And this has to do with the topic of tattoos. This article's on The Blaze. It says, controversial Christian TV host Pat Robertson has made it clear he isn't a fan of body ink, telling viewers Wednesday that tattooing is a heathen practice, regardless of whether the image of one chooses is religious in nature. It doesn't make it okay because it's religious, believe me. And you'll hear all this on the tape. It says, he then pointed to the Bible to note that Old Testament scripture commands believers not to mark their bodies. Okay, so obviously, this is something that comes up in our churches. We hear this, and I'm not trying to steer you in one direction or the other. Okay, so first off, that's not my goal in this. I'm not trying to make an argument for or against tattoos. I think the argument I want to make here, or the point I want to bring up, is hermeneutically. How do we read the scriptures? How do we read these things in context? And if we're going to make an argument, if we're going to make an argument to prove a biblical point, we really need to know the context of that argument. We really need to know what we're quoting. And so let's listen to the clip. You can hear what Pat says. And then and I don't want to take a whole lot of time on this. And then I want to come back and look at the scripture in context. We'll see if we can't pick something up here.
If my friend was thinking about getting a tattoo of Jesus on the cross, on his upper back, is getting a tattoo of Jesus a sin? I see many people with religious tattoos. Does that make it okay?
Well, it doesn't make it okay because it's religious. Believe me. I mean, it could be just the same, the tattoo of some hoochie-coochie girl. I mean, it doesn't really make any difference, the tattoos. You look at the Bible, and the people were told not to mark their bodies and cut themselves like the heathen did. Mm-hmm. Tattooing is a heathen practice. It is not a Christian practice to mar the body that gave you with all this stuff. And you see people that have gone crazy on this, and their bodies are, just filled with these things. It is a heathen practice, and it is prohibited in the Old Testament. And so the fact that it's Jesus doesn't make a bit of difference. All right.
All right.
All right. So there is Pat with his take on tattoos. You may agree with him, and that's okay. I think you've got the liberty to have that belief. You may totally disagree with him, and I think you have the liberty to have that belief. Here's my problem when he says, the Bible says you should not tattoo your body. Well, where does he get that? He didn't cite it, but it's Leviticus 19. Okay, it's Leviticus 19:28. And it says, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Okay, well, okay. I'm willing to say that God said that. It's in his word. It's right there. But if we look at this in context, number one, who is God speaking to in this section of Scripture? He's speaking to the nation of Israel, who was underneath the Mosaic Covenant at that point. I think we need to make sure we understand that. Does that mean that if something's in Leviticus, it's not applicable to us today? No, that's not what it means. But it does mean that we need to understand the context, and we better have some other biblical supports to back this up. Because all you have to do is go back in that same chapter, just go back a couple verses. Go back to verse 19, Leviticus 19:19. And it says, thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Okay, well, we don't really have that unless you're a farmer. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed, neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Okay, let's read that in the ESV just so we get a better picture of that. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed. So don't put corn and tomatoes in the same field. Nor shall you wear a garment of cloth made of two kinds of material. Okay? I think every one of us listening right now is probably wearing a garment of two kinds of material. The garment that Pat was wearing in this video clip was of at least two kinds of materials. Okay? Verse 26 says, you shall not eat any flesh with the blood in it. Okay, well, I kind of like my I like a good steak, And I like it rare. I like it medium rare. So I have violated that, and I think if anybody gets a steak anything but well done, you've probably violated that commandment as well. And then, of course, verse 27, you shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shall you mar the corners of your beard. So don't cut your hair in this shape. Don't trim your beard. Well, I think Pat has trimmed his beard. So, and I know these are all the arguments that the atheists bring up and the skeptics bring up, but there's a point to that argument because we are just quoting verses haphazardly out of context and saying, well, the Bible says it, so we have to do it. Well, that we need to understand how these commands were given, what they represented. These are covenant commands to the nation of Israel. Does it mean that we can't get some a truth out of them or some applicable things or even some things that help us? You know, the dietary laws, are we under the dietary laws anymore? No, but is it healthier to eat that way? Yeah, it probably is. You know, so are there some things that we can do within the law that might help us? Sure, but we are not under that same law. So if you're going to come out against tattoos, don't just haphazardly quote Leviticus 19 when you're wearing your polyester shirt and you have a clean-shaven face because you violated things in the exact same chapter. So my point is, make sure that we are basing all our arguments on strong scriptural positions that we understand, that we know who said it, that we know where it was said and who it was said to, and what the meaning was behind the words. Because otherwise, we're just like the atheist that says, hey, judge not lest you be judged. You know, the most misquoted verse in history, and the atheists quote it to us all the time. You know, it's out of context. They don't know what's all around it. They don't know where they got it, but they're going to keep quoting it because they think Jesus said it to say that we can't judge. So we need to be a little bit smarter when we throw around these verses haphazardly. And my question for Pat Robertson would be, he's really stuck on Leviticus 19:28. But what about the fact that he believes in theistic evolution? What about the fact that he was a faith healer early in his career? Well, we seem to have some very, and all you have to do is Google Pat Robertson, and you'll see plenty of controversies and interesting things that he said that have maybe removed him from Orthodox Christianity. So before I let Pat Robertson lecture me on how these verses are to be interpreted, I just think we need to be a little bit smarter. So here's a thought, brothers and sisters, read your Bibles. Know what they say. Study them in context. Understand that this is the Word of God and it deserves your time and it deserves a correct interpretation, not one to suit somebody's personal preferences. Maybe you totally disagree with me. If I'm wrong, go ahead and let me know how I am. You can put your comments directly on this podcast. I appreciate you listening. Have a good weekend.